indefinite, non-definitive areas of halacha. That's because whenever you get involved with a concept of makpedes, individual differences are so extreme, yet they do impact upon the halacha. Our Shulchan Aruch makes it a little bit easier by putting the great emphasis on Das HaRabbi and de-emphasizing personal reactions to the circumstances that fall under the category of Chatzitza. But they're there. Nevertheless, so many of the Rishonim insist that if the Kol HaOlam is Eina Makpedes, and who the heck knows why, but she objects, she considers it unacceptable to be seen in public this way, then the Halacha of Chatzitza applies. That's what complicates the issue greatly. But nevertheless, let's see if we get some facts down. Again, last week, Kuf Tzadik Ches. The second complicating factor is a concept referred to in Halacha as Revisa Didei, or normal, natural healing processes. And if the Chatzitza is necessary to allow a healing process to go on, it's not considered to be chatzitza. We can say, I'm not committing myself to that lashon, as botel legabei haguf. But we'll see what that means in halacha. Now there are I did want to call your attention to goes with a story also. I'll give you a mission tomorrow, a handout from the egos. Yodei Aleph in the egos, I'll be giving you something from Daf Kufnu Zion, Kufnu Ches. But there's about 35 pages of analysis of Chatzitza. That's the best that you'll find any place. It's one of the most elaborate analyses of the considerations, etc., etc., which negates all halacha lamase. That was written in response to something I made reference to before. The machlokas that went on in Russia about the woman who needed an earplug in order to allow her to go to mikveh. Whether that earplug of absorbent cotton should be considered a chatzitz or not. We don't have that shaila that anymore, thank God. But once I'll give you tomorrow, the chud bazel shalashinayim, issue of braces on the teeth, and the issue of generally focused on dental work, on fillings in the teeth, contact lens that were left in during Trila, forgot to be taken out, etc. Those are shorter tubers. all those pages I made reference to were in response to this earplug machlokas that he had with Rav Abramsky Zatzal. Let's see what we have here for in the Mechaber largely, and maybe first, don't mind, take a look at the tour Kuf Sadeches, and what the Beis Yosef and the Bach say. Look at the machat. Look at the two. So tzicho shetitful kol gufu b'pamachas. The pikoch so shliyo le shum dover achotzes. Vafilu kol shu im der bnei odam lepomim lahakpad olov ben chotzes. Here you have a shayla right away. If it's a dovo that's chotzeitz, but ain't a makpid olov. Can she go to mikveh and not get that pelis wet? Might not get mean it. Not in the water, or the water not on her. This will help you focus on what chatzitza means. I'll give you a simple example. Okay, she has had a bad cut on her finger, right? And she has to have that finger not immersed in water for the next 3, 5, 10 days, whatever it is that the surgeon says. I've got two choices. I've put a waterproof bandage on, right, and go into the mikveh. If that's acceptable to you, and may very well be, under this concept of the necessary healing, then why can't you keep the finger out of the mikveh? Why don't you go into the mikveh and keep the finger out? Why look for trouble? My nafkamina, it's not getting wet with mikveh water anyway. You with us? Watch the lotion here. Shetitful kol gufu b'parmachas. If you analyze that lotion, then it's not, she keeps one finger up, it's not called gufo. If she gets the finger under the water, called gufo was under the water. Then you're going to argue not whether it was a maisa tvila, was it a maisa chatzitza? Two separate things. Tvila is defined as called gufo b'parmachas. And when the whole body goes into the water, then it's called gufo b'parmachas. They say, oh, but on the body there was a dover achotzitz. That's a loch in chatzitza, not a loch in tefila. Keep a finger out, that's a loch in tefila. A lack of tefila b'chol gufo. You people sense that distinction? No, that's a loch. Try it again. There are two separate issues. One is, you have to go to the mikveh. Second issue is, the body should be devoid of any barriers to the water. Immersion in the mikveh, that concept is not in any way violated if she goes into the mikveh with a band-aid on her. Then you have to ask, is that chesor never being, is there a band-aid on the body? Is that a chesor? Make it a little easy to understand. Imagine that the chatzitza is, as we'll see, a nail that she forgot to cut off. She clipped all her nails and she left one nail, missed one nail. Wasn't able to count up to five. Will you question that there was a full, unrestricted tefillah of kol gufo? Then you tell me, oh, there's a problem. A nail that's supposed to be cut off, kol omi nikot seis kikotzes omi, or not. We have a chayla there. What is the consequence of that failure to cut off that nail? That's surely not a halach in tefillah. That's a halach in chatzitza. Okay? Okay, look at the lashon further. Afilu kol shu. Okay, shuro yira shum dava chotzeis afilu kol shu. Im derer bnei odem lepomim lahakpet olav. We learned the tool. You have the tool there? No, look inside. Lepikach, so shall ye all or shum davar chotzeitz. How are you going to get the tool on the computer?
With the,
what do you have on there?
Bar Ilan.
Huh?
Bar Ilan.
You have the Bar Ilan on there?
Yeah, just through the YU.
Okay.
No,
you're good. Yeah. Vapilu kolshu, watch now the next word. Im derech, Bnei Adam lepa'omim lahakpet olav chotzeis. The only way you'll have these halachas clear is if you have a case in the mind. What do you mean lepa'omim lahakpet olav chotzeis? Sometimes when I'm in a good mood, I don't mind. In a bad mood, I'm good. What do you mean lepa'omim? Okay. We did it last week, but we moved quickly. Okay. Midoraisa, kol or ho gufo, most people hold ho gufo, right? And makbid is covered by something which you wouldn't want to be seen public with. Most of the body is covered with that, whatever it is, an ointment or something, right? Then it's chotzit. Midoraisa. Came along the Rabbanon and said, anything that's makpid is chotzitz, even if it's what makes us gufo. Right. So, therefore, what? A mixas, a kolshu, the einu makpid, is not chotzitz. But the chatzila, we require that the person be absolutely free of any kind of extraneous material, but did they ever be okay? Halach is clear on that. Okay, let's take a case. She has her engagement ring, and she forgot to take it off. Or maybe, depending which section of town the mikveh is in, she's afraid to take it off. Clearly, it's a niyut be'ein ha-makpedes, right? She's busy flashing the ring to anybody who wants to look at it. Certainly not makped about wearing the ring. No objection to wearing that ring anytime. Well, how about she decides to follow an old minhag Yisrael, and she's going to bake challah. And among the gifts she got, there wasn't a bread baking machine. So she'll make challah the way her mother made challah. She'll put flour and water and knead it. Will she keep her engagement ring on? She'll take off the engagement ring. You have to get dough into the setting, etc., etc. Okay, that's the example of what? Where makpedes only in Lizman. 99% of the time she's not makpedes, but sometimes she'll be makpedes. Sometimes you won't want to wear that ring. That's how they find it. That's the lotion. That's it. There play odem la paomim lak for all of them chotzeis. I feel you mean my peers all of ato. Or I feel ain't my peers all of leolom. Meaning, no, she won't take off a diamond ring when she leaves the dough. No big deal. She has a little brush, she'll clean it after that. Not a good idea anyway. A diamond can loosen in the setting and someone's going to end up looking for the diamond ring. And hope is that someone will, on Shabbos, when he bites into the challah, he'll may report that there's something hard in the challah.
It's just a raisin.
So Atilu, she doesn't care. Ain't a makpedes halav lolam. Kivin shadeh rov neodem lahakpid bekach chotzitz. Okay. Pick up the Beis Yosef. The first paragraph about 10 lines up. Mashman bidvorov behedur shemi shemakped olav chotzeis afapi shider bnei adam sholo hakped bekach. Avo midibri harashbo einu nira kein shekosav betrumas toros ha'odom hoyu saros chosho kshuro zu bezu מהן קשורוס אחס על אחס ויש בו הרבה קשורים כן עד שדרך אישו רק בבקח הרי אלו חוצסים הרי שתולו בדובו הדובו בדרך שאישו להקפיד ולא כל הדובו בכפיד הזו של זו כדברי הרמם שכספתי יש לודון ומשמע לא תולו הדובו אלא בכפיד הזו של זו Avram Einem Akpedes, Apish Del Shah Noshul Akpid, then Lochayetz, the Bosso Dido Azlinan, Bain Lohokel, Bain Lahachmir, Shalom Kedivre Rajbo, Roman Yuchim. As a fundamental machlokis was shown him, the Rambam says Kabak Poda is defined as a highly personal behavior pattern, how she behaves. Others judge Hakpoda as a standard, social standard. However you could interpret that. It's clear, according to the Rambam, Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Which means, everybody is Makpid. She's like Makpid. Now let's get some of the cases down. One of the most difficult of the cases is the refuah aspect of chatzitza. Or the refuah, when the refuah seems to be the reason for the chatzitza. Rup the hay. Last week we covered Alabase Gimel Dalit. Remember we spoke about what? Bracelets, necklaces, things like that. That if they normal, it wouldn't be chotzes. B'dievet, chatzila, we don't let them go to mikveh with them on. But why? Because they're loose. Except for this tight band around the neck, this hanker that. I think that's the current name for it too. It's called a choker, some kind of ribbon or something that they wear around the neck for beauty. Day Saros or Yosel, Shem Shulim, Echod Kesha Echod, Enechotes. I don't exactly know how to translate that. What it seems to be in they just intertwined. What's called a Kesha? Most likely the same halacha as a Shabbos. If you go ahead and you put one over the other before you make the second knot on your the second bow on your before you close the bow on your shoe, right? It'll open up. It's not a kesher. I think that's what it means. Yom kesher echad, right? Or it means something else. Kesher echad, meaning each one has a knot in it. But not two ties together. Okay? Because of Ramon. Sara, Ben Chiluk, Benim Kesher, Kosher Beis Saros, and Shei Saros, or Kosher Beis Saros, with Neatzman. What are we talking about here? Girls have long hair, they comb their hair. And if you had the daughters, wives, you know, when they comb their hair, there's always hair that comes out on the sink. But they're careful to comb the hair or brush the hair. It's a ritual many, many times. Fortunately, a hair doesn't come out each time they put the brush through the hair. But the goal is that hair should be, each one should be kept separate. They shouldn't be stuck together. They're makpedes if the hairs are not, each hair is not loose. That's why they brush them so often. That's what he's saying. If there's a knot, usara acha she nixu kosesis, who shnei makpedes olea. If there's a knot, and therefore when you put your comb through it, it'll catch on that place where the hair is knotted. Those are where beards are a little bit longer. Mine isn't that long, but if you take a shower every morning, then you comb. Sometimes the comb gets stuck on something. What's it stuck on? There's some hairs that are matted that they got together. Also a tefillah. In other words, a hair with a knot in it, one hair not on itself, depends only if she's personally makpedes on it. But otherwise, it's not. How about hairs tied together, more than one hair with each other? So we'll see in a minute. Why? Is there people are not makpid on that? It's just a fact of life during the day. On a hot day, the hairs seem to get matted to each other. In the pubic hair, beish ain't a chotzitz. No, it's not makbet on that. Ubeisha, binusua chotzitz, bepluya ain't a chotzitz. In those days where pluya went to mikveh, so also why? It's part of personal hygiene that she's in a sewer since she has to sleep with her husband. She's careful, more meticulous about her personal hygiene, and therefore she's makpedes. If in the pubic area the hair would be matted, she would also not allow it, not that she would do something about it. Therefore it's called itzachtitza. Then comes a strange thing in the Gemara, which opens up so much in halacha lemaise in the Yoni Refuah. Yosan Sheshlem Kimin Klio Saros Tevuka Zubazu. Those who wake up in the morning and their hair is matted, is knotted, they're tied to each other. The Nasus Belaila, they shed. How did that happen? A she devil during the night tied their hairs together. Usakonel Asiram. And you mustn't untie them because the shed will get angry. Lo chaitzi. It's not a chatzitz. I could get involved whether you believe there's a she-devil that goes around at night. This must be some kind of obsessive compulsive behavior. Goes around making little knots in people's hair. But whatever it is. The consequence of accepting that as a natural fact and coming to the conclusion, therefore it's not a chatzitze, that becomes a major halachic stance. What are you telling me? It's sakona lo sirim. Because of sakona, it no longer is considered to be a chatzitze. So you now have a clear exemption from hilchos chatzitze because of a fear that what you're going to do will be unhealthy. That'll be a sakana. That's the significance of that little law. We'll go into greater detail when we deal with the Shailas Shuras. The Rebbe says, get some more information down. And this is an inyan that needs clarity. You have to understand clearly, because these are shailas that come up, and sometimes you'll find yourself in areas where you don't have anyone to ask a shaila. Because very often, in order to ask the shaila, the rov will say, I can't understand what you're describing to me. Let the lady come in. We'll see what you're talking about. You happen to be up in Alaska, right? Went on a cruise to Alaska with her. You're not going to bring her in to see. So you have to know a little bit yourself. Now we're getting a definition of what it means, miyut v'chotzetzes, what miyut means. The rov and makpedes, that's a deraisa. Miyut u'makpedes, that's a derabonan. How much miyut are we? What do we mean by miyut? Let's see, what's the last shayla I had? A woman joined a handicraft group, and they're making copper dishes, big project. One of them trying to make a copper Hanukkah menorah. She went to mikveh, right, and found they were using one of these acrylate glues, magic glue, which is clear, has no color. And she came home from the mikveh, found there was a spot of glue on a. I knew very well what she's talking about because I personally do it intentionally. I have problems. Comes winter time, not yet. Little cracks appear. It's a reaction to cold, and it's quite painful. Yeah. I found out that the recommended treatment is colorless nail polish, covered colored nail polish. Gives a chance to heal. You have to close it up. I found much better using magic glue. Nail polish doesn't last well. Drop a magic glue. It stays on for the rest of the winter. Yeah. No, my pet is not my pet. She's my pet, of course. Okay. Give an example now. Lifluf Shebechutzlai and Chotzitz. And the best description I can give you here is in a little abnormal case where someone has a mild eye infection, a pink eye, and the eye tears. Because there's extra tears, the tears dry, right? And there's something stuck to the edge of the eye that she didn't get it off when went to mikveh. Afilu hulach, even though it didn't dry it, it's chotzitz. Lifu sheba ayin, was in the eye, like that, a poor guy has a pink eye and there's pus in the lid of the eye, that's not chotzitz. Vimu yovesh. Let me finish it. What? Chotzitz. Vuhu shehistil ahorik. Whatever it means, I think it begins to change color, right? There, as it dries, it becomes yellowish, and so on. Then it's chotzitz. Otherwise, it's same as chotzitz.
But you said that if there are tears that are in the eye, that it is chotzitz.
But
if there are tears on the outside of the eye, that it is chotzitz.
On the outside of the eye.
Right, but
tears that, or something, whatever is the eye. I gave a more practical example I can understand, where a person has a little. A mild inflammation there, and therefore there's excess fluid coming out of the eye. Part of it is pus, dead bacteria and white blood cells, and it dries as a crust over here.
So when it's a crust, I understand it's being chotzitz, but when it's a liquid, it's
if it's the chutz ayin, right? This atilu lach, it's chotzitz.
I thought that, like, with Devar Lach, that everything is considered mechubar.
No, as he's telling you, this is something that is not part of the goof anymore. It puts chotzes, like dried, mostly dried blood, like scabs, which is the beginning. Kol shebayin. Again, this one I can't explain to you fully. But let me tell you what it says, then we'll read the text. basically what he's saying is, in those days, kol, don't exactly know what it is, I think it might be gentian violet, which is used for treating eye infections also. You go in Eretz Yisrael, if you keep your eyes open, you'll see that instead of using antibiotics, they use a compound called gentian or crystal violet. And you see little children running around and there are blue spots on them. They treat the superficial skin infections. We would give the kid the pretty, put them on antibiotics already. But there, and it works just as well, but it's not so pretty. It's a deep purple color. That coal, I think that's what was it? It was also used as we use mascara, used to beautify not only outside the eye, they would also stain the cornea. They put a drop of the blue. Like nowadays, girls think that blue eyes are pretty. So what do? They order blue contact lens. So the eye looks blue. In those days, no contact lens. They stain the eye. Okay? So kol had two purposes. Used to treat an eye infection and used for beauty purposes like mascara or whatever the people think is beauty nowadays. So you have a pretty little girl appear with, as if she was beaten up by her boyfriend with black eyes, right? They're supposed to be nice. Okay. What's the point? If it's lenoi, there's no chitzi. The noi is always batel gabei haguf, right? Therefore, it says, "Kol sheba ayin ein chotzes, shechutz la ayin chotzes. V'im hoyo poseches rotzemes ein neo todir, af shechutz la ayin ein chotzes." You know what does it mean? Look at the Shach Yud Dalet. Is Loshen Abahag Chitov Lo Lotishov Mishcha Lotikol Einel. When she goes to mikveh, she should use any oil on her skin, not put kol in her eye. Domashmuel kocheles kol im lirufua. You have it there. You doubt it. Im lirufua areze chotzes. Im beshul shetire ne'er poras ein chotzes. Whatever poras means, if it's to make her eyes look pretty, ein chotzes. But lirufua chotzes. Rishon haChachamim. Kol shechutz min ayin chotzitz. Amar Rav Yehuda, kol hashmona min chotzitzin chutz b'shemen hamor, which is a thick oil. Nogum no shesol basman shein socho shemen b'shasfila kolika. That's important to know. Women do use, more than men do use, hand creams, skin creams to keep their skin soft, right? But there's not a visible amount of cream on their hands, but it's clearly so. When they wash their hands, they wash it off. There's clearly a thin layer of oil on it. That, of course, is not chotzitz. That's badai batal gabi aguf, no shaila. That's what he says, but the meaning is oil is before they go to mikveh, they don't use any ointments on any skin creams, etc., etc. What do we have here? That rufu is not a reason, right, for eina makpedes. We have to treat Taka is refuah doesn't mean zeina makpedes. She could be makpedes, the refuah. Certainly a woman who has some kind of problem that requires doing something on the surface, on the skin, and is something which is not acceptable normally socially to be that way, it's only because of the poor. We have that now. I can't tell you how often that child I was now. Why? Because of the cancer phobia that's going on in this world. Everybody's afraid of cancer. So little blemishes of the skin that appear, pimples, etc., etc., they go away right away. You go to the dermatologist. Dermatologist, he's not going to take any responsibility. As long as you've complained about it, he takes a scalpel, cuts off, and sends it off to the lab. This is part of this fear of litigation that dominates part of medicine today. So that's why they're yelling about correctly that there's our medicine is so expensive, because we do unnecessary testing. Say Nacham, it could be. But nobody wants to take that chance. Melanoma is a dirty word. Everybody's afraid of it. So any kind of black discoloration, etc. So you have women, you have to go to mikveh, and what? First he has a little bandage on there. Sometimes he has a stitch in there. Sometimes it is just the scab from the healing, but he cuts off the skin, cuts off very gently and on a very surface, but still it forms a scab. Those are the shaylos. What about she has to go to mikveh? Can you be matzah to go to mikveh? Okay, the next one. Dam yovesh al hamakom, chotzitz. Riyah shebesocha, there's pus in a wound, and it's there, you can see it oozes out, it's there, that's part of the body, that's eina chotzitz. Right? Yotza riyah mitocho, then kol toch gimel yomim lachu beina chotzitz, v'yacham ikan yoveshu v'chotzitz. Lepikoch, isha balas chatotim, Tzricho locho b'mayim ad sheyizrachachu. This is an absolute pain, a bane of the existence of a rov who involves himself in answering these shaylos. Why? I'll give you a simple problem that you people can still remember. I don't know if any of you still suffer from a little acne, right? Young ladies that suffer from acne, not resolved. There's treatment that they could have used before they got married that's very successful, a drug they can take that really works almost 100%. Trouble is, it's very dangerous for someone who's pregnant. Always afraid of becoming pregnant, intentionally, accidentally, whatever it is. So they suffer well into marriage, several years into marriage. They marry, your little girl marries, she's 18, 19. Nowadays, they may very well have an acne problem that hasn't been resolved in her youth, and she's stuck with it for a few years. So what happens? There are pimples open, there are scabs, a real pain in the neck. Okay? What does it say? There's an answer. You have to make sure that the scabs are atshe yisrachachu, right? Meaning they are not dry, they absorb moisture, then there's a kind of a seal with the water of the mikveh. So you have a strange case, okay, that's listed in the Taz, in Taz Yudalit. Look at balei chatotim, those who suffer from skin lesions. That's balei chatotim. They suffer from skin lesions. Bevur bebeis Yosef. See the Taz Yudalit. Shem Amordechai Barosh, the Rivdo de Kusilto. What does that mean? Hainu Darkon Shel Makizi Dam Lahalos Glid. Abedin Kiglid Shalamako. When they do bloodletting, they cause the torsion, the language maleglid. Seems intentionally for the blood to stop, I guess, they make it so that it forms a tight scab. So that's a regular glid, it's a regular scab shalamako. It's acha shalosh yomim. The first 3 days, it's still considered to be part of the body. After 3 days, it's looked upon as extraneous to the body. Aval toch shalosh yomim ein chotzes klal. Behavi marshal hagoa achas zel shonu. Ugrav. That means a scab too, and this Roshon is what it means. Legabe tefila. Tzricha lohosir af api shekoiv lo harbe. Okay. This is halacha lemaisa. A scab, when it's ready to fall off, it falls off. Until it's ready to fall off, there seems to be an intermediary stage. If you pull off the scab too early, it'll start bleeding again. But there's a period of time where the scab is dry, and you could pull it off, but it's still mechuba to the skin around it, around the wound. So when you pull off the scab, it's painful, whatever painful means. Ishto shel ma'arak, hoyse tzicha lamod lefono v'aruma, sheyroe shoyoye grav oleh, sheyoye mamin lo shoyse beisiro, sheinaro, voyekoyev lo, v'chein osa asar mikutzi l'ishto. They both married child brides, right? And child brides, they still had a, I guess, a playful nature, they still got involved and got little scrapes and cuts and so on. So there was always a problem. What's the status of the scab? Is it chotzeitz or not chotzeitz? You have here a very strange, we call it a strange halacha. I mean, halacha without criticism. Even though we learned before in the hachokos, it's also to look at your wife when she's undressed. When she's not fully dressed, b'mokomos hamachusim is part of the isur hachoka. But here, just koydim mikveh, like we learned in the pisi tshuva. What if you have to push, help her go down into the mikveh? If it's that close, atcha techen lebeisur and beheta, there's no, since it's pas besalo, there's no danger that he's going to violate the halacha. And this is not an act of chibur. He's not hugging her. He's drowning her. Right. He's pushing her into the water. It was okay. There's a reference to it someplace here. Neid Yehudi doesn't want to accuse these Gedolim that they saw their wife in the Shilanida. She says you have to learn Pshat. The story is true, but they examined them after they came out of the mikveh, not going into coming out of the mikveh. They examined them to make sure that there were no scabs. And if there were, send them back into the mikveh. I mean, they come to say, send them back in, no big deal. But it doesn't want, from the the impression that the Taz gives, not like the Noyim who did. Okay. Now we're focusing on the question of the Fuhr. That's to do with the other chatzitos, also the dental ones that we'll talk about. Yeah. I mean, many of them are little fool. Some are Lenoy. Right? A woman with five children, and happily married, goes into the dentist and wants to start an orthodontistry project of straightening her teeth because her parents either didn't care, didn't think it was important, or didn't have the money to do it. And now, Baruch Hashem, she can afford to do it. So she wants to look nicer. She wants the teeth straight. Right. That's clearly Lenoy. It's not little fool. Okay. Other cases, most cases that we have, are not Lenoy. I won't mention any names. Have to be within our family. Someone who followed the Briski Shita, a relatively young woman, had all her teeth removed and had false teeth made because of the shitas that hold that a filling in the tooth is a chatzitza. You see, reputable shitas hold that. When is Rapur right here? Before we had the she devil, right? Goes ahead and makes a chatzitza, and it's not a chatzitza. Right? Okay? Yud is next. Retia shalamaka chotzetzes. So here I want to say pshat, because it's critical to the halacha lemaisa. Could it be that there's a bandage on the makor that should not be chotzitzis? Again, common cases. Women undergo dermatological, almost serious surgery, and the treatment is, as you recognize, after the surgeon cuts something open, he's supposed to sew it back together. But he can sew it back together in two ways. If it's a big thing, he has to use stitches, right? And then the chilik, absorbable stitches and unabsorbable stitches. Stitches that have to be removed later is one kind of stitches. Absorbable stitches that don't have to be removed. They become part of the body, so maybe in the concept of chatzitza, it's a lot better. But sometimes he puts on adhesive. These are wound closure. It's nothing more than adhesive tape, most likely a stronger glue on there, or lav dafke. And it goes across the wound, and that has to be left on 3 days, 5 days, usually 10 days even. He has to go to the mikveh that time. He can't take it off. The wound will open up. Is it as good as a she-devil? Or the doctor is only a he-devil. You need a she-devil to do it. Okay. But here's Retia Shalamako. Therefore, I want to say clear, Retia Shalamako doesn't speak to what I just explained, just presented to you. Why? A retia, by its very nature, them it meant, a retia usually meant a healing poultice, P-O-U-L-T-I-C. So that was part of the refuah. So big deal. So take it off and put it on again after you got it.
It's
healing, and healing, it'll heal for 30 seconds less while she jumps into the mikveh. So it's clearly a dovel which isn't mechubel l'gufo, right? So the teal. That doesn't answer the question what I asked, how about these suture tapes, right? That substitute for stitches, or stitches themselves. Now, for that we need Umahezbah, the next one, Yud Aleph. Chetz or coats, Atocha Beboso. Remember, you're dealing now with halachic logic. Right. Need not conform to what the secular logic would be. But it should come close. The chetz or coats. A coats is a better. Chetz is. Yeah, she's an Indian shot her with an arrow and she has to go to mikveh. Can't take the arrow out, can she go in with the arrow into the mikveh? Not a likely case. So the coat is a better example. Right? What's coat? A splinter. She has a splinter. Right. Again, in my career, I've had that child also, Aloch Labaisa. Hatoch of the Boso. In Nira mi bachutz chotzitz. Mein in Nira in a chotzitz. Woman was doing her gardening, rose bushes, and a rose thorn went into her and broke off, as it does, right? And it's too deep for her to take it out with a sewing needle. She has to go to the doctor in the morning. The doctor is not going to look upon this as an emergency for him to get out of bed. To do it, so she thought she could take it out herself, but she can't. Now there's a black thing stuck in her. Im nira mi bachutz es chotzitz, im einu nira einu chotzitz. Right? Certainly. Right. The if he left the air for a length of time, sometimes at least they don't consult with a doctor. Old wives had that kabole. You put on a little Vaseline and it'll work its way out. That doesn't happen. What does happen, if it doesn't get infected and leave it long enough, the white blood cells will eat it up. It'll disappear. It'll take a long time, it'll disappear. The discovery of white blood cells was based upon that notice, that finding that in someone would see how fish heal, put a splinter into a little guppy, right? And saw that in the course of a day or so, the splinter disappeared. That was given since something in the blood made it go away. The first evidence for phagocytosis, for the ability of white blood cells to eat things. So surely you leave it there, and what's going to happen, since you broke the skin, a scab will form on it. So here you have the Taz mentioned something, right? And Shach also has it there, that if it's Lashon of the Tur, im ol of kum, right? Ein achotzeitz. What does that mean? If there was a healing process done, and the body incorporated it, so it's part of the body. At what point, right? Even if you can see the splinter was there. But because there was a break, then there was a healing process closed over it. It's okay. So skin formed over it. So. To give good translations for these next things. That refers to sweat droplets that dry. We don't nowadays, Boshem, personal hygiene has improved to a point where you shower every morning. You don't have it build up over a period of time, 3, 4, 5 days, or that there's chazaray on your skin. Right? That's what I'm referring to. So if it's the normal sweat, fine. The nigla kiglid, if it dries as a scab, whatever it is, part of it, you have to understand, refers also to the fact that the skin flakes off. It's a normal process. The skin flakes off. And if those flakes are stuck to the body because of sweat, right? And that is the next one. That's malmulin shalaboso chotisin. That's what it refers to. Some kind of combination of skin flakes plus sweat, etc. These are not the geyas halacha l'maisa. They're just different social scene than what the chazal are talking about. Okay? We'll stop here. I think we'll do well. We'll run through against the rest of them tomorrow, because Yudches is particularly significant halacha l'maisa. There are many examples on that negayos, but I say we'll focus on those that are, and most of them have to do with medicine and dentistry. Those are the real shyness.